Welcome to OlaTalks.com Marketing Edition. This is Ola. On today's topic is how to recruit distributors in network marketing. I have an email here that came from a gentleman who received $27 check from all his efforts in his network marketing business, and he's tired and frustrated. And I'm actually telling him he's lucky, because my first check after like 6 months in network marketing was $12. So he's actually doubled mine plus more. And he has an email that he sent here. I wanted to get into it, and then we dissect it together, right? So finally, I figured it out. I sold so much of the product and only received a $27 check to show for it after over 1 year. 1 year, so it's a little worse. 1 year, $27. But he was selling, you're selling the product by yourself. The whole idea of network marketing It's a distribution channel. That's why I'm glad that you're asking the question, how to recruit distributors. It's a distribution channel. It's not a sales gig, okay? It is kind of, but not really. Your job is actually to build a team and manage a team. Not manage in that way, but you need to build a team, okay? You need to build a team of distributors who will do the work of getting more people as well, too. Recruiting, pretty much you're in the business of recruiting, okay? And a lot of people like to shy away from that because it's borderline compliance talk. You know, we don't recruit people just for the sake of recruiting. We sell a product, and then if people want to join, they join. Yeah, right. Let's continue with the email, right? I was told to focus on getting customers, and I did. See, I told you. Sadly, only a few people chose to upgrade as a distributor. Normally, yeah, if your product is that good, people buy your product. Yeah, but people just want to buy a product. They don't want to sell it. You can find incentives to get people to upgrade. Maybe that's a tip right there for you. If you have people that are already using the product, customers, you can give them, find a way, get creative and come up with an incentive to get them to upgrade. But getting them to upgrade is not good enough. You see, you can take a horse to the water, but you can't force them to drink, right? So you will need them to work the business beyond just paying the money to become a distributor. So your problem is bigger than you think, right? At this point, I'm done unless I can find a way to recruit people as distributors right away. I completely agree with you, and I think that should be your focus. So typically in any network marketing business, you need to sell a handful of products to qualify to make commissions. They may say, hey, you need to sell personal sales of 7. And rightfully so, because if you're not selling products and services, then what you have is a scam. And you don't want to run a scam, right? I'm sure they won't allow you to run a scam in your company. So you do want to have people using the product, people buying the product every month in and out. Because if you have any money and all the money is coming from just recruiting people, what you have again is a Ponzi scheme, and eventually it'll crumble. But if you have a product that people actually use, then absolutely it's a good idea to sell the product. However, getting people that are customers to upgrade to distributors, if that's your tactic, it may not work out like that, because people like going to the mall to shop. They like to shop at Macy's. They like to shop. They don't necessarily want to become Macy's partners, okay? So that's something you should pay attention to. So if you're at a point where you feel like you should recruit distributors, then what you're selling is a business opportunity, okay? So the business opportunity becomes the product. Okay, and it depends on how you word it. Okay, yes, there's compliance issues. Yes, you don't want to just recruit. But if you're saying, here's a business opportunity, take a look at the presentation. If that's all you're saying, just being a messenger, then you'll be fine. Because really, the greats in the world are just messengers. You don't have to be the person doing the presentation. Let the company do the presentation, since they know how to be compliant. You just be the person that gets very good at driving traffic of people that want to make money from home, okay? And there's a ton of people, there are millions of people every month in and out that are going on Google searching for ways to make extra income from home. What you need to do is learn the skill, we call it search engine optimization, on how to attract those people to your website, capture their attention, get them to the presentation, and get a percentage of them. All you need is 10% of them taking action, and then you're building your team effortlessly. So if you're looking for a way to recruit distributors, your product will change from whatever product, maybe it's a health and wellness, whatever it is you sell, your product will change from that to the business opportunity. You're now in the business of selling a mini franchise, a business opportunity, and you need to be attracting people that want to make money from home. And you may say, oh yeah, but they need to resonate with the product, right? You may say that, but again, it's all in the quantity. You need to get a quantity of people that are just open to making money from home. And then you find the people, the system will filter the people that will connect with the product, that will fall in love with the idea of selling the product, as opposed to just bringing in customers, family, and friends, and hoping that one day they will upgrade. They may upgrade, but it's not necessarily guaranteed. As a matter of fact, like you just said, your story says it's not gonna happen. So you might as well just put your energy into attracting distributors, people that are open to making money from home. For me personally, I got involved in network marketing because I want to make money. Yes, it's easier for me to sell the product when I like the product, but that came secondary, okay? So yeah, there have been times that I didn't do the business because I didn't like the product. But first and foremost, I'm an entrepreneur and I was looking for a way to build a business, to build an income, as opposed to the other way around, okay? So that's something you want to weigh in properly. So again, you want to recruit distributors? There's a ton of people on Google right now that are searching. How about you learn the skills to attract them to a website where you can capture their attention and put them on a presentation? Your life is a whole heck of a lot more easier, and there are systems out here to do that these days. So if you want my help, you want to learn more about that, you want to ask me another question, feel free to send me an email at ask@olatalks.com, or you can leave me a comment right below this video. It may take me several weeks to get to it. If you want to get a hold of me right away, all you have to do is go to the link that you see on the screen, olatalks.com/mastermind, and sign up for the free class, the free PDF. Sign up for everything and over $11,000 worth of value back there. So, and then we'll take it from there. I will see you on the next one, and peace.